On the line now with Jim Fink of Business First. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Jim, we get a report this morning out of Bloomberg.com that Tops Friendly Markets is contemplating bankruptcy. As a matter of fact, the report going a step further that's saying that this might be an imminent filing, I should say. What about that? Do you find credence to this report, first and foremost?
To a certain degree, but I will also preface this by saying there's been Tops bankruptcy rumors and rumblings for quite a bit, and to date they haven't filed anything. I will also preface it by saying it's probably too early to start writing corporate obituaries for Tops Markets. Even if they do file Chapter 11, that's not the end of the line for them. It's just another chapter for them. They'll probably use Chapter 11 if they go Chapter 11. They will probably use it to restructure some existing debt, which is very top heavy at over $620 million.
Okay, then let's step back then, Jim, and get into that. Then, like you said, there have been rumblings about this for some time, and it does sound like you have some specifics here. What about that? What would cause Tops to need this bankruptcy protection?
There is probably some balloon payments coming due. I don't know that for sure, but that'd be my initial gut, is that they probably have some balloon payments coming due soon, so they want to restructure the debt so the balloon payments don't become like this financial anvil around their neck.
Tops, it seems like it's gone through ownership changes now. Every couple of years. I might be exaggerating in my timing in that regard, but is it every time that it changes hands, does it just take on more and more debt? And what happens when these transfers occur?
Well, there is certainly a fair amount of debt when the management buyout, beginning with the Morgan Stanley private equity deal of 11 years ago when they bought it from Ahold. And then a few years after that, when a management-led buyout 4 years ago, led by Frank Kirchhe, bought the chain back from Morgan Stanley. And every time you do a transaction, obviously there is debt. Think of it this way. Think of it as like a credit card, and you keep transferring your balances from one credit card agency to another, but as you do it, you keep adding on some more expenses, so your amount you owe keeps going up, not going down. And also in the case of Tops, I mean, they've grown very, very rapidly in a short period of time. They've added probably 100 stores in the last 10 years through acquisitions. And in a very upstate market that is not always robust, That's a big price to absorb.
Obviously, these changes of ownership and management throughout the years, though, there was the prospect of a certain ability to grow the business and perhaps also cut costs as well. What has been lacking to prevent Tops from reaching those levels?
Competition. You know, there's a little supermarket chain just up the thruway called Wegmans that clearly impacts Tops and how their business model. There's also the present style of Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Aldi's, online shopping, Walmart's. So it's not any one thing. It's probably an accumulation of many things.
And then finally, Jim, I mean, you just mentioned a series of stores that seemingly have a greater fan following it. What about it for Tops? Does Tops still have a loyal brand following?
Absolutely. Think of it this way. Let's not talk about supermarkets. Let's pretend we're talking about models of cars. Tops is like the Chevrolet. They're the chain for every man. Wegmans is probably more like a Cadillac or Mercedes. Certainly Whole Foods is in that same category, you know, the upper end. Tops really is, as I said, the everyman supermarket. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great place to be, especially in a middle market, middle America Buffalo and upstate New York.
Well, we are talking this morning with the Mercedes of business commentators, Jim Fink of Business First. Jim, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.